your favorite rom-com on pause and go for a walk in the park, because this week's discovery follows a hopeless romantic on her quest to find the man of her dreams. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Romance novels and romantic comedies often talk about characters who meet the man of their dreams, but in It Had to Be You, by author Kara Stainton, a young woman meets a man who really has been appearing in her dreams. But, as is often the case, the reality is never really the same as the dream. The story follows 25-year-old Bea on her quest to find the one. For the past 10 years, Bea has been having the same dream. She's walking through the park, heading toward the same man on a park bench, but she wakes up before she gets to him. Because of the dream, she moved to London, to a neighborhood near the park in her dream. And while her friends think her dream is more than just a little bit crazy, her life becomes even crazier when she actually meets him. Now, It Had to Be You is a fluffy romance about a young woman who's planned her entire life around a blissfully romantic notion. Ever since she was 15, Bea has been convinced that she'd meet the one in one specific park. While that may be the stuff of chick lit and rom-coms, it's also a little bit sad. Instead of getting out and enjoying life, she lives through romance novels and romantic comedies. Bea is a charming character, who's so adorably naive that you'll either want to hug her or shake her, and sometimes a little of both. Her story is filled with the typical mishaps and misunderstandings, and while Bea herself may be rather quiet and timid, she's surrounded by larger-than-life personalities who keep things interesting. Still, there aren't many surprises here. From the early pages, it's all too easy to see how the story will end, and while that makes it light and relaxing, it's so predictable that it can sometimes be frustrating. But is it worth looking for love with this romantic hopeful? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. If you're in the mood for an easygoing read after a long and demanding day, It Had to Be You is a decent choice. It's definitely a brainless read, complete with cute characters and fluffy romance, but it isn't an especially memorable one. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. It Had to Be You by Kara Stainton is 209 fluffy and foreseeable pages long and is available from Book Couture. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.